We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Welcome back to Virtually Limitless, you guys. I am so excited to be here as your co-host, Justine Mader, because we have a legend in the house. We have Sharon Lechter here with us, you guys. I'm so stoked and excited because this woman is just not only incredible in her life and business, but just a gem of a person. If you follow her, you would know this, but if this is the first time meeting her, help me welcome her to the show. Sharon, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be with you. I appreciate it very much. And I love the name of the show. People always say the sky's the limit. I go, no, it's limitless. Yeah, limitless. So I love that you're doing that, Justine.
I love that you rewrite that, you know, that definition right away with people. And I love that it's such a subtle confidence that you carry where it's like, no, that's not true. It's the sky is not the limit. There's so much beyond. Mm-hmm. And we know that now with technology and all that, you know, there's space and planets and all that kind of great stuff. But just that mindset as a whole, when you're looking at life itself, That's so powerful to keep in mind. And I would love to know, how did your journey of kind of creating your own limitless legacy begin? Most people don't know you, and I have followed you for a little bit, but most people don't know. Would you share a little bit insight with us?
Well, certainly. I'll try and give you the Cliff Notes version because I've been around a long time. I grew up in a very entrepreneurial home. We lived in a small house between my mother's beauty shop, my dad's used car lot. We had rental properties that at 10 years old, I was scrubbing out bathrooms between tenants. I swore I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was going to become a sophisticated professional. So I got my degree in accounting, and I was one of the very first women in public accounting back in the mid 70s. And was working, I loved it, loved being single and on my own and professional in Atlanta. But it was like about the ripe old age of 25, I said, you know, I'm working awful long hours for someone else. And so that's when I made the decision to start my own entrepreneurial journey. Met my husband. We've been married 40 years. I started the Woman's Magazine. I started and built the talking children's book industry around the world and learned so much about printing and publishing and manufacturing, marketing, distribution, incredible learning opportunities. And I realized also the power of association. And so when I sold the talking book company, I said, next time I want to build a company that people want to align with. Because when we did the talking books, we aligned with companies like Disney, Warner Brothers, Sesame Street. So I said, next time I want to be the Disney's Warner's Sesame Street. So we sold that company and moved to Arizona in 1991. In 92, our oldest son went off to college and September came home in December in credit card debt. I was pretty upset with him. But I was more mad at myself. We didn't even know he had credit cards. He got to school and said, free pizza, free money, free t-shirt, free money. So we had a really good time this first semester in college. But that was December of 1992. And I dedicated the rest of my career to financial education, financial literacy. And it's I'm as passionate about it today as I was back then.
And just feel it. Oh, so incredible. And I just love, you know, it's one of those things, you've been on such a journey. And through the journey, it's been one of those things where it's so, you've come out to be so honest about the fact it's not just about you. You want that financial literacy for everyone. And that's why you're driven. That's why you're so passionate about doing what you do. And with everything that has happened in the past year, 2020, I think really reset the lives for so many people across the globe. I would love to know how that impacted your business and what you did to pivot around that, because you were not idle by any means.
No, I would like to say that I had foreseen it through my crystal ball, but I had been positioning myself for the last few years because I was on the road about 80% of the time.
Dang.
And so about 3 years ago, I brought in the team to start saying, I need to be a little bit more present online because I really hadn't been. and did a lot of speaking on the road all the time, doing mentoring and live events. But I said, we need to probably pull something together. So my team had been working on that, and we started putting together what some people call funnels. I don't like that term. It's the customer journey on how they can interact with me from beginning to end. And so we had literally just started testing it in January, February of 2020, and then March hit. So we were well positioned to be able to turn the dial down on travel and dial up with Zoom. I've been sitting in this chair a lot for the last year.
Yeah.
but something rather this chair than an airplane chair, right? Yeah. So you can get so much more done when you don't have travel time tacked on top of it. Mm-hmm. But it's been, you know, it's been an incredible journey and opportunity to connect with more people. Saturday in the morning, I was with an event with the UK, and in the afternoon, I was on an event with South Africa. You know, that couldn't happen if I needed to get on a plane in between. So it's a tremendous opportunity to reach more people. And it's been, you know, and being able to do things like with you, where you have audiences from all over.
Absolutely. Well, and it's so incredible. I love the way that you look at life through such a lens of opportunity. And that has led to you being such a early adopter of things, probably contrary to most people's, you know, like risk mindset or lack mindset, where it's like, oh, I don't know what this is all going to look like. How has that journey been for you, especially as a woman? You know, I'm a little bit on the young pup side, but it's one of those things where I greatly respect and would love to hear what that's like being for you, an early adopter, since, you know, way before my time.
Well, thank you for that. I love that term. I appreciate that. I will wear that with honor. When I just made the decision to leave public accounting, it was because I couldn't answer the question, why not? And that really is still my guiding philosophy. Why not do something different? Why not challenge the status quo? Why not go the path less traveled? Why not solve a problem, serve a need? And that curiosity is what propels me forward as to, you know, what else can I do? How else can we approach this? And that perseverance, that need to say, you know, every obstacle is an opportunity. And how can you circumvent it and go around it and turn it into a learning opportunity? And that's something that, you know, I've done all my life, and I help other people identify how to get those blinders off. Too many people, they're in their own little comfort zone and they wear blinders. There's opportunities right there, but they haven't trained themselves how to spot them.
Oh my goodness. So that for me is so powerful, because it's like you're outwitting what the devil has in store. How does that feel like being one of those people where you're like, hey, that's, you know, the devil is hiding everything from you. Like, you actually can take those blinders off. Like, I don't even, how would you put that to words? Like, I'm struggling to ask the question. I would love to see what and how you feel through those opportunities and moments of just really helping people release themselves from chains that don't even exist.
Well, I'm not sure you use that term, whether you use it because you've read my book, Outwitting the Devil, but I wrote the book, Outwitting the Devil. I was able to bring that to life. Napoleon Hill wrote it back in 1938 as a sequel to Think and Grow Rich, about how fear holds us back and paralyzes us. And the title scared his wife to death, so got locked away in a vault. And I had the honor to bring that out for the modern reader. And it talks about how we are paralyzed by fear. And it's the fear of death, poverty, criticism. And before 2020, I said, you know, the most pervasive fear we had right now was criticism, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out, afraid somebody's gonna, you know, criticize us or look down on us. And then February, March of 2020, that changed. And now the fear is real as a fear. And actually in the book, Outwitting the Devil, on page 61, we say at in this interrogation of the devil, he says, at one point during life, I'm going to bring men to their knees by combining the fear of poverty and the fear of death. And we throw in the fear of isolation.
Wow.
Fear of isolation. And when I reread it this year, it actually gave me goosebumps, because I knew it was there. I helped write the book, release it.
Are you in my office? I got the goosebumps, you guys. Holy smokes. And so I brought up the question because, yes, I've read and heard you know, the cliff notes of the book, but I have not myself fully read it. So no, I'm going to have to go and read it, because I totally just got all the goose and whoa, that is so incredible. And it's powerful. You guys, this is what's happening. This is not an emotional, like these are facts. This is what's happening. You have that feeling of all these things, but actually this is what's happening. And so the fact that Sharon has created opportunities through books like that, bringing that back to light to not only share her knowledge, but to educate on what actually is going on. You'll serve yourself. Yes, you will serve yourself so well by taking the time, investing in yourself, and taking a look at books like this. Oh my goodness, Outwitting the Devil. Sharon told you here. She gave you just the glimpse of how powerful that could be.
It's amazing. And if you prefer audiobooks, I made them get two different actors, because it is an interrogation of the devil, and the devil's voice is real grovelly, and it's like a radio drama. It's a lot of fun. So,
I am personally going to look it up. Oh yeah. My goodness. Yes, absolutely. And the other thing that I would love to ask, like being a woman in the personal development space, I'm very close to like Dean Graziosi and whatnot. I work in his communities, as some people know, but it's one of those things where it's not really a woman's society. And for those of you that don't know, if you look up Sharon, she was actually brought into the Personal Development Hall of Fame. And that was probably just a huge milestone. And I would love to just kind of enter into your world, into like how that happened, what that felt like, and what it means to you today.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I've been blessed with lots of recognition and awards, and people say, you know, what was your favorite one? And I guess always, like yesterday I was at an event and a young man came up to me and he said, 17 years ago, you came to the University of Arizona and taught my class. And because of that, I got into real estate and I'm a multimillionaire today. That's what lifts me up. That's what, you know, it's like, holy cow. I mean, it just hit. He was covered in tattoos, young, good looking, very successful, partnering with Tariq Al-Musso as well. And Tariq is a friend and says, you know, reading Rich Dad Poor Dad got him into real estate. Mm-hmm. That means so much to me to hear from people that something that I wrote, something that I said inspired them to take action. Yes. And the fact that I was the first woman, and I'm not even sure if there's any other in there yet, but inducted into the Personal Development Hall of Fame. And it was a huge honor because I'm in there alongside Brian Tracy and Les Brown. So yes, quite the all-star. And then, you know, earlier in the year in 2020, I was highlighted in the television program World's Greatest Motivators. That's just, it's incredible honoring. And but I use those recognitions as a way for me to share my message of taking control of your own financial life with more people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Using that platform as a place to bring a message of good and growth and just, you know, even more development, because that's who you are. It's the essence of your being. And so I just love you guys. If you don't know this about Sharon, what she's doing is utilizing her opportunities that she has earned, that on the platform she has built, to build other people up. She's not using it to just inflate her ego and, you know, fly. It's one of those things where she's tactfully giving those bricks back to other people in the form of knowledge, in the form of experience, because she's not new to the game. You guys, she has been around and she has so much to offer, and you are more than deserving of that place next to Les Brown, next to Brian Tracy, next to other legendary leaders, because that is who you are. But even in your leadership, you know, it's, there's so many different levels to leadership. And one of them, I think, is humility and kindness. So I should say two of them. But it's one of those things where you embrace that just in your very being. And I think that's so legendary for leaders today to see that message of just kind of hope that you weren't anticipating being in the Hall of Fame, you know, as the first woman, maybe the only woman at this point. I didn't do that research, but it's one of those things where, like, sharing that message of hope is so inspiring, and it seems to give you so much life, even through the ages that you've lived and experienced. Like, you're sharper than a tack and still giving so much of yourself. Like you said, I'm in the UK, physically speaking, in Arizona, yes, but then you're, you know, bringing that same energy to South Africa later that afternoon. How has that been? Because, you know, sometimes in the new flow, it can get exhausting. The change is exhausting. But through everything you've done, you've come at it with such an incredible energy. Where does that flow from?
Well, thank you so much. I think it's a reflection of the people that I hang out with, right? It's a reflection of understanding. You growing up, I had a father that would ask me each night if you added value to someone's life today, Sharon. And so he's been gone for 15 years, but I still ask myself that every night. And I think my energy comes from the collective energy of the people around me. And if I haven't been working and doing something and supporting people, I actually feel the energy drain. I love this interchange of ideas and support and creativity is what keeps me going. And I said, let's replace the word retire with the word refire. And that's one of the things I'm talking about right now, to continue working. Because I don't call it work. It's not work when you enjoy what you're doing and supporting mm-hmm. other people and finding, you know, so many people fail to put themselves in a position of the greatest potential. And that's what I want to change. I try to lift people up so that they can see what's up. I see so often more possibilities for people than they see for themselves. And that's, I want them to open their eyes and see the potential they have.
Oh my gosh. It's like you're offering them the binoculars. Like I just see this visual of you standing on a mountaintop and being like, hey, do you see what I see? And they're like, no, I don't see anything. And you giving them the binoculars of clarity and just being like, look, this is what you can do. This is who you can become. This is what you were called to be. Fulfill your purpose. Wow. Powerful beyond measure. And it's one of those things that, you know, I think our society, you know, has thought retirement is kind of like, I'll be happy when, right? And you really embrace that happiness and strength now, whether, and I think that now was always your now, if that makes sense. Like when you were 25, you're like, hey, I'm doing this. This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm going to, and I'm going to be happy. And that best version of me now, that's just such an incredible gift that I think so many people are without today. How would you encourage someone to take tangible steps towards that mindset mentality?
Well, one of the things that I created, and it's free, you can go to personalsuccessequation.com. And I would encourage you to do that because I talk about, it's out of my book, 3 Feet from Gold, the first book that I did with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. It's about combining your passion and your talent. And the problem is most people stop there. They think they have to do everything on their own. Yes. True success comes when you combine your passion and your talent with the right associations, the right people around you. Having people that are strong where you are weak on your team, having mentors that see more for you than you see for yourself, that give you that encouragement, plus taking action. All right, so P plus D times A for association times A for taking action. So many times we know what we should be doing, we just don't do it.
Yes.
The last component is plus F, and that's faith, having faith and confidence in yourself. And too many people, that F is fear holding them back. And when I start working with people, it's usually that power of association and that faith that they're both lacking in. And when you have the right people around you, it helps you build that confidence and give you more, have that faith stronger.
Oh my gosh, that just gave me so much to ask and look through. So when someone has, you know, fear present versus faith, it's like a polar opposite. The creation can be, you know, the one in the same person, but the outcomes are, you know, 180 degree difference in all areas of what's going on. That's so huge, you guys. So you can be, you know, have the team, have the connections, have all the things, but if you don't believe and have that faith, you will not get there. You will not take the leap. You will not make the move. You will not actually succeed in what it is that you set out to succeed. But I think that method is true for any part of the equation. I had to hit fear because right now, fear, I think, is running rampant across the globe. And I think it's one of those things that fear of the things that they can't control is overriding so much to the degree that they're no longer controlling what is theirs to control. Which, like you said, we know what we should do, but we don't do it. And
I think the step is to determine what you can control and focus on what you can control. You and I can't control what's happening on the international market. We can't control what's happening on the political scene, but we can control what's in our thoughts, what environment we're in, and we can control what we do with our wallets. And if we start exercising control in those three areas, we will start feeling that foundation stop shifting underneath us.
Well, we built that foundation because it starts with us. And I think doing those three things, like you said, focus on what we control, doing, you know, the good things, you know, controlling ourselves, our habits, our mindsets, you know, what we eat, feel, drink, all that kind of stuff. Like, it's one of those things that it's in a broad spectrum, everything, but it starts with the little things that actually give us that control back. And oh, that's just like ruling your kingdom. So powerful, you guys. So powerful. So what can you apply, guys, today as you're listening to Sharon? She's legendary on all levels and aspects, but she's saying you can do it too, because it starts with you. We can want it. We can dream it. We can show you what you can do. But if you don't want it, believe it, dream it, and you're not willing to actually take the steps towards it, unfortunately, we can't make that choice for you. But wow, that is so powerful, Sharon. I would love to know, you've been busy with so much going on, you know, Zooms across the globe, but you've also published a new book. Please share with us what this new book was like and how that transpired and where that thought came from for this new publish.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited about it. My co-author is the top female business broker in the country. And she, her mentor called me and said, Sharon, I think, you know, we need to get your aspects on this book. So I came in from an investor and mentor perspective to add in. So the book is called Exit Rich. And it's a lot of people own jobs, not businesses. And I want them to convert those jobs into true businesses. And so I want you to have a successful business that's sustainable, scalable, and saleable. And you don't have to sell it. It can become something that is create generational wealth for your family. But the issue is too many people focus on their product and their profit without building the systems that make it scalable. And that's only, for instance, women-owned business, only 4.2% of women-owned businesses make over $1 million because they stay small. I want people to play bigger. I have the Play Big movement on in Facebook. I welcome everybody to join. It's free because I want people to play a bigger game. I see so much more opportunity for you than you see for yourself that I want you to engage with me so I can support you in doing that. So Exit Rich is, Inc. magazine stepped up and said, we want to be part of this because we concentrate on the six P's of a powerful business, all right? And it's your people, the people around you, the mentors, the people on your team. Right, your product. What is it, your service? What is your product or your service? But you can't stop there. Then you have your process. That's your business systems. That's what allows you to put continuity and consistency in your business and scalability. Mm-hmm. And then your proprietary. What's in your business that adds value? Your intellectual property. That's so important. That's the goodwill of your business. How you take your book value and 10x, 100x it. Because of this, the value you've added through intellectual property. And then your patrons, your customers, how are you establishing those relationships to keep them and turn those raving fans into your best marketing machine possible? And then your profits, right? But people kind of start at the product and the profits, and they don't realize to build the foundation. You don't build a house without going down first. Same thing in a business. Let's build the structure of your business. The book is absolutely incredible of helping you understand how to build a stronger business. It helps you if you are looking to buy a business for due diligence. Mm-hmm. It will help you as an investor. If you want to invest a business, you go through this to evaluate whether that business is worth investing in. And so I'm very excited about it. And you can get a pre-release copy. I've given you the link. It's exitrichbook.com/buy. You'll get it before everybody else because Amazon's not going to release it for a few months, but you have the opportunity to get the copy now. And I'm happy to include you in that because I would love to get as much support and feedback. And I want you to have the information that you need to take your successful business and make it a true business that's scalable and saleable.
In all aspects, she wants you to win, and she's giving you the tools, you guys. So definitely in the show notes, we will have all of those links available to make sure that you don't miss out on any of this knowledge and goodness, because like she said earlier, you know, proximity is power. It's one of those things that if you're putting yourself in the, you know, places where people are doing what you want to do, that's the fastest way that you're actually going to accomplish that thing. And in this case, it's creating not only a business that supports your patrons, your customers, and everyone that you want to serve, but it actually helps helps you, like she said, look at your investments. Is this a good investment? Is this a good business for me to be considering? Is this the right place for me to, you know, merge my gifts and talents with everything else that I've got going for me? Such a powerful book to get in your hands. And we have the opportunity for pre-orders. You guys, get on this, because this is going to be way too good for you not to. And I think at this time, especially in the economy, having this knowledge is going to be so, it's going to give you an upper hand, because you will move with confidence. You will build, that's a part of investing in yourself, is building your faith as well, because you're not moving forward blindly. You're not taking unmeasured action. You're actually taking something that's intentional and knowledgeable, and you're utilizing it to propel yourself in becoming successful in all areas of your life and business. So powerful. Before we go, Sharon, I want to make sure and ask you for one piece of just inspiration. I think so many people are kind of down and out about themselves right now. And, you know, especially fear. I just feel like that's been just so plaguing, and it's the underlying factor of so much right now. What would your words be to someone that is just paralyzed with fear at this point? And give them hope for 2021.
I appreciate the opportunity, because, you know, I've been there. I lost my youngest son 8 years ago. And so you get numb, you feel like you can't move, you're living life in neutral. And so particularly this year, I want you to listen to me carefully, because no matter what it's been, whether it's been a divorce, an illness, a financial setback, you know, a business failure, whatever it was, it is behind you. And you're still here, and you're still here for a reason. And what you have learned by surviving it has given you skills and knowledge that you can use to help others going through it. And so remind yourself, right? He doesn't give us more than what we can handle. And you're still here for a reason. And so it's a responsibility. It's also an opportunity for you to take your mess, whatever you've gotten through, and be able to share how you survived and help others that are going through it, giving them a hand up. Because there's a lot you can do to help others around you. And in doing it, you can actually make some money and therefore position yourself to help even more.
Oh, and renew that energy, like you said, to the point where it's like, you know, you give your energy with what you have, but you also receive it too. If you're giving and you're actually willing to grow through that time, that pain, that process. So, oh my goodness, you guys. Blew it out of the water, Sharon. I'm so grateful we got to host you on Virtually Limitless. You guys, be sure to check her out. Again, all of the links will be in the show notes so that you can get your hands on everything that she has to offer. But don't forget to follow her on all the social medias. Her website will also be listed so that you guys can follow her there as well. Sharon, thank you so much for being on Virtually Limitless. It was our pleasure.
Thank you, Justine. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful. And I really applaud what you're doing. And I congratulate everybody that's watching and are listening, because you're choosing to take good stuff into your brain. And so, Justine, thank you for creating that opportunity.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.